150 years ago, Confederate General N. Bart Pierce watched as Union General Nathaniel Lyon's troops retreated from the bloody battlefield at Wilson's Creek, Missouri, writing that, "We were glad to see them go." The first major battle in the Trans-Mississippi, and the baptism by fire for Arkansas troops, was costly. The five-hour fight at Wilson's Creek cost the Confederates 279 men killed and 951 wounded, while the Union lost 258 killed, 873 wounded, and 186 missing. A total of 414 Arkansas troops were among the casualties, with particularly high losses in the 1st Arkansas Mounted Rifles and 3rd Arkansas Infantry Regiment. They would be the first of thousands of Arkansas men to be killed and injured in battle over the next 4 years. To learn more about Arkansas history and the 150th anniversary of the American Civil War, visit ArkansasCivilWar150.com. The Arkansas Civil War Sesquicentennial Commission is an agency of the Department of Arkansas Heritage. I'm Mark Crist.